Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have PrimeWay Federal Credit Union CEO Annette Zimmerman on the show talking to us how she and her team turned around PrimeWay from the brink. So check it out. We are honored to have Credit Union Times CEO of the Year, Annette Zimmerman, on the program today. How's it going, Annette?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. You are CEO of the Year for PrimeWay Federal Credit Union in Houston, Texas, where I'm sure it's probably 150,000 degrees right now at about 150,000 humidity. But you guys are loving it there, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Always love it here.
Perfect. Well, we're talking about, this is kind of a delayed interview. Obviously, this all happened at the GAC earlier this year, but just congratulations on this award, and how does it feel to be honored with this award? I mean, that's a pretty special thing, I would assume.
Oh, wow. It's amazing for me. I know firsthand how hard other CEOs work and some of the great accomplishments out there. So for me to receive this award is really amazing, and I want to thank the team and CU Times for that great honor. I could have done this without the team, and I joke with them and say, yeah, I took this one for the team, but it's been a great honor.
Very nice. Well, we're going to dig a little bit deeper with this, because part of the reason for winning this award is your turnaround story at PrimeWay. So, I mean, tell us about the situation when you first got there. I mean, how was the credit union? Because the credit union was kind of struggling when you got there. So, I mean, what was going on when you first arrived?
Well, there was a lot going on. So I arrived in June of 2010.
Okay.
That very same month, the NCUA had approved the merger between Texas One, who was failing, and PrimeWay Credit Union. Now, Texas One wasn't real small. They were $126 million in assets. Mm-hmm. And they brought less than 2% capital to the table.
Oh.
So it was quite an undertaking for PrimeWay, who at the time was about $275 million in assets.
Mm-hmm.
So I came into that, and during any type of merger, especially an emergency merger, you have a lot of employees and members who are still, you know, reeling from the information that their credit union is going to merge, especially on the Texas One side. So we had some disruption and a lot of questions in our membership base and in our employee base, because they, you know, just with a new CEO coming in, that's frightening enough, right?
Yeah.
They have a merger on top of that, and what's going to happen to my job and all of this. So we had that culture base, especially on the Texas One side, a little bit on the side. On the PrimeWay side, I was the third CEO in 8 months. The previous management team left with a lot of knowledge. So there was a knowledge gap on the PrimeWay side. And our ratios had been falling for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some work to do on that side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the entry picture was very challenging. But I had an extremely strong team here at PrimeWay. They just rolled up their sleeves and got right in. We start out just really PrimeWay from the ground up, basically. Culture was a huge, huge piece of that.
Yeah.
That was our primary focus. But of course, you know, we still had to deal with the merger. We still had a data merger. We still had to deal with product and service issues from both credit unions merging in and employee issues.
Mm-hmm.
So on the shoot, we worked on a new mission, vision, values. We created an org chart from the teller level up. And we worked on policies. I mean, we literally reinvented everything.
Wow.
And then we worked to go through every single contract with every single vendor and evaluate everything we were doing with third parties.
Uh-huh.
So we wrote a lot of new contracts during that time period. Well, probably by about the end of 2012, we started seeing a huge reduction in our expenses. It was it took quite a time period, and it was a transition. It takes a while to turn a ship, you know?
Yeah.
So by about the end of 2012, we saw a reduction in expenses, and we were already seeing our ratios trending in the right direction.
Excellent.
We were still missing that income.
Right.
So as you know, income is the last thing to turn in a turnaround. And by the end of 2013, we were showing positive income. So it took a total of about 3.5 years to turn it around, which felt like forever.
I could imagine.
But it was a great process. And I will tell you, after going through that, the team bonded and learned together. So it was a growth experience in itself, and it made the organization stronger to go through that.
Yeah, I mean, what an exercise in patience. I mean, that's 3 years or almost 3 years of I don't want to say enduring that, but I mean, trying to get that process, like you said, it's a big ship and you're trying to turn it around. And like you said, and again, you said the last thing to come around is the income. I mean, that, I mean, did you know that this was the situation when you were coming in? I mean, I'm sure there were, you had an inkling and all that type of stuff, but did you know it was going to be quite this undertaking?
Well, I'll be honest, I have to be a little bit of a Pollyanna, and I did know we were merging in a failed credit union. Yeah. I knew that. And I, again, I tend to think, oh, this can be slam dunk, we can do this, it'll be easy. And in the, during the process, sometimes you just felt like, oh my heavens, there's another thing we got to fix, because it felt like it really went on and on.
Yeah.
But so did I know? I knew we were merging a failed credit union. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did I recognize the depth of things that needed to be turned around? No. But I'm kind of thankful now that we're done with it.
Yeah.
During it, I wasn't.
Yeah.
But now that we're done with it, I'm actually kind of thankful that we were able to go through that. And it's product of who we are today as an organization.
Yeah.
It helped us become who we are.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, so, I think when teams of any type, I mean, if, whether it's in the corporate world or the sporting world or whatever type of, when teams go through adversity like that, they grow stronger together, and they really work together really well. And when you get onto the other side of it, you really appreciate those times. And now you guys are flying high. So it sounds like things are going well now.
They are. They really are.
Yeah. What's the status with Primeway now? I mean, because you guys are, you know, new core processor, new technology. You got a cool mural on your wall behind you back there, and things are, must be looking up now.
They are, and we still have our share of challenges. But I'm in that mural on the wall. We actually created a mission, and our mission is a place where people love to work and love to do business, and that's what's on the mural there. And then we've got our values as well, which are depicted by the word caring, which stands for compassion, accountability, real value, integrity, mm-hmm. new ideas, and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge part of turning this culture, that mission all by itself, and those values. Today, I think we are a place where people love work and love to do business.
Mm-hmm.
Today, our employee satisfaction is higher than peer, according to the survey done. In fact, that earned us the recognition as Houston's best and brightest places to work.
Really? Wow.
Which was just total cool for us.
Yeah.
We got that this year.
Yeah.
Which was a huge indication that our culture had changed. And then also, first satisfaction is around 87%. All of our critical ratios are either with peer now or above in some cases. And the only exception is our capital, which is still growing. It's mm-hmm. 8.97. So mm-hmm. we're just slightly below peer in that, but that was one of those things that we had to grow. And this year we're focused on growing that. And this year's strategic planning is our first year planning for. So it's extremely exciting. We're doing a branching plan and a mobile plan, all of these things. It's an extremely exciting time at Primeway, and it's so awesome to be focusing forward.
Very nice. All right, I have a two-part question for you, Annette. What lessons have you learned, and what advice would you give other credit unions kind of going through a similar situation?
Okay, so I guess the real question would did I learn?
Yeah.
I learned right alongside with the team, and every time we thought out an answer to a question, we learned something. Every time I tried to improve a process, we learned something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess as a leader, my greatest lesson is stay the course. I know I had my own methods for turning the union around, and there were more than one ways to get to a good result. And it's easy to get distracted.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to get distracted when you focus on culture. Someone want to focus on the bottom line, or what about this, about that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my greatest lesson is stay the course. Okay. We did stay the course in this one. It was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it worked and it paid off.
Okay, cool. And so what advice would you give credit unions kind of going through a similar situation? I mean, sure, every situation has its different challenges, but I mean, there's a lot of, I don't want to say there's a lot of credit, there's probably some credit unions out there trying to like, wow, you know what? Can you help us out? Can you give us some tips and tricks or something?
Well, and I know it's, every situation is going to be different, but the greatest gift I think that we can give our organizations is to continually step out of our comfort zone. So as a leader and with our top executives and our high performers, never comfortable, never rest, continually step out of your comfort zone and learn everything you can. Our industry is so totally awesome about sharing information with each other.
Yes.
And you know, not a lot of industries can say that.
Mm-hmm.
So get out and visit other credit unions, network at the conferences, you know, do things like MEBS Pricing Institute, which really gets you out of your box because it causes you to think about perspectives you would have never dreamt of, you know, and whether you agree with them or not, you got out of your box and you learned something. So that would be my advice. Step out of your comfort zone continually.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. All right, let's switch gears here a little bit. More and more women are becoming credit union CEOs or getting into the executive, into the C-suite, all that type of stuff these days, which is fantastic. What does this say about the industry now? I mean, what does it say about the state of credit union leadership today?
Well, I think it says more about the culture in America.
Okay.
We have evolved and changed. You know, there was a day when women couldn't vote, right? And today we're voting and we're getting more college degrees and more women are starting and running successful businesses. So I remember in the early 1980s when my grandfather passed away and my grandmother didn't even know how to write out to pay bills or balance the checking account because my grandfather did that.
Yeah.
That was that era. And take that ahead to one more generation. When I my first credit union job, as a teller, I opened my first credit union account. I was married. This was back in 1984. And I put my husband on the account as the primary account owner, or primary member, right?
Right.
And I was a joint because that was the culture I was raised in. Now, fast forward 31 years, we didn't raise our kids that way. And I think a lot of America is turning in that direction. It's not about gender specifically, and it's not about specific roles. So my thought is, you know, CEOs are hired because they're the best candidate for the job, regardless of gender. Okay. There is room, and it's actually a best practice to have both gender diverse skills and knowledge on your teams.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a result of where our culture in the United States is going.
I love it. Yeah, because there's so much opportunity now in the credit union industry because there's a lot of CEOs that are retiring and there's kind of some, for lack of a better term, new blood or fresh blood coming in with new ideas and new ways of doing things. So there's lots of opportunity for credit unions out there now for folks wanting to move up the chain and become a CEO just like you. So yeah, tons of opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Last question for you, a wrap-up question here. So what advice do you have for CEOs today in today's ever-changing market for both men and women? Because there's a lot of new challenges out there as opposed to what was going on 20 years ago, even 10 years, or even 5 years ago. I mean, what advice do you have for folks today?
Yeah, you know, our industry is changing, and I think there's a lot of changes coming up that we probably haven't even dreamed of. And my earlier comment about stepping out of your comfort zone is for sure, I think, the most important thing. We have to stay in touch with what's happening in our industry. And rather than letting those things, those changes, stop us in our tracks or cause naked friction, it's always best to try to make lemonade out of the lemons and figure out how we're gonna survive with that model, whatever that model looks like. And I think it's important for us to start focusing forward on what might be and put scenario planning in place to try to prepare for those changes rather than fighting it all the time. I think there's some changes we're probably going to need to embrace, and we need to be ready to do that.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys, you know, are going through technology changes and all that type of stuff right now, and technology is changing the blink of an eye. I mean, by the time this interview's over, there'll be something new in payments or who knows what. I mean, how do you guys keep up with that type of stuff? My gosh.
Oh, yeah. It's just continually getting out there and talking to people. You know, a lot of people don't like to talk to vendors even. If you talk to five vendors, you're going to learn thing you didn't know.
So
it's getting out there and staying active and staying involved.
Exactly. Great advice. Well, Annette, thank you so much for taking time out today. Congratulations again on your award, and you guys keep up the good work there. I mean, perseverance really paid off in your example. So well done, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate your time today.